What is up, my corn dogs? My
best for a corn dog right now, actually,
we're talking about corn dogs with a couple of the people at work. At our, my and Kyle's work.
What is this
today?
You weren't there, but
no, I was gonna say I don't remember this.
No, you weren't there.
You sure, I wasn't.
No, not now. You're clinging to the ceiling.
You know, I
thought I'm like a lizard.
I thought one of those cars kind of looked like you.
You know, when I run that fast, it's kind of hard to tell. It's like a blur.
Yeah, we had a white Volkswagen Beetle come through. You know, a shiny dome.
I mean, no, it's a good disguise. You know, it throws people off.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't recognize you.
Dylan is Herbie confirmed.
Maybe I am. I just eat cars and the Beetles. Like, boom. Nice.
All right. I need to open my diet.
Oh. Cook.
Ready? Shut your mouth. Okay, here we go.
Nice snap. Not a lot of fizz, though.
No, I didn't. I find that whenever I hold it like for a long time, that it. You know, there is not that there is a lot of fizz. The snap isn't so good, so it's like the give and take. You know, like you want one to be nice, but the other one's gonna have to suffer. So today I wanted.
I feel like there's a middle ground where you could get a solid between both of them. Like,
like
the most perfect Coke can opening.
No.
There's got to be a golden ratio there somewhere.
No, I know this better than you baldies do. Excuse me.
Sure.
You're a baldy. You're a tall guy.
You're a tally.
And I'm just an incredibly buff man.
Right, okay.
You're tall, incredibly jacked.
We'll put that on your CV. I'm a very buff person.
That's what I say all the time.
You're definitely
to everyone.
Super humble.
It's not just on my CV. In fact, whenever I buy something, it says on the receipt. Connor's a really buff guy.
Wow, this dude was really buff.
He hacks every single like receipt printer he ever is in contact with and just causes it to print this out.
I just use the force.
Use my
That's not how the force works. Dylan just made
They use their mind just because you stick your hand in your head.
No, they don't use their minds. They use the force. The force isn't from their the mind.
Actually, it is. The physical gestures to use the force don't actually do anything. It helps them focus their
You're
brain.
You're thinking of Professor X. Dylan touched the side of his head.
If I get a wheelchair, I can be Professor X. That's what I'm going to do for Halloween.
You basically, all you need is wheelchair.
Dylan, like I said, you got it.
Here's my proposition for you for a Halloween costume, right? We get a heavy-duty balloon. Okay. Ooh. Stick like cut some of it off, stick it over your head and inflate it a little bit, and then spray paint your whole like head and neck blue. You could be making
what you could also do is you could just one of those like bike pumps, you know what I'm talking about? You could just stick it in my ear and just go for it, and my head will expand, and then boom, just paint it up. I'm good to go.
That's not how the force works,
that's how my head works,
But the force actually, It's all mental, because I was reading in one like a Star Wars book, and it was saying Anakin, he held out his hand to help focus the force. That the hand movement doesn't
actually I know. I know what
you just
not
stupid.
All mental though. Like the force itself is kind of weird. It's like a tool.
Well, yeah, because
I know that channeled through the body. They use the force by using their mind, so they can just if they want to stick their hand to their head like Professor X. And move stuff with the force, they can.
It with their willpower.
You know, when...
Why can't you use your willpower without waving your hand around? Why does that increase your willpower?
It doesn't.
So why can't just holding their hand to their temple increase their willpower?
It doesn't. That's the point I'm trying to make. You don't need anything.
Well, you don't need it, but they could do it, is the point. They could be Professor X if they wanted to be.
Well, okay, fine. Fine, you got me there. Shut up!
Mace Windu, if he was just not black, he could be Professor X.
I'm black Professor X. I'm vouching for black Professor X. I think I'd like that character way more if he was black.
you know, in
just because he was crippled,
I believe it was episode 3 when Obi-Wan was fighting Grievous, he went and he put his hand like to his chin and like stroked his beard or something. Anakin would do that, like, you know, like as if oh, I'm in thought, or I'm like scratching my eyebrow or something, but they'd be using the Force to like send each other ideas of like, okay, do this.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I read it in a book.
Is it canon?
Yes, because he did that and looked over. It was in a deleted scene, actually, where they did that back and forth. He did that.
It's a deleted scene. It's not canon.
Shut up. It is. He stroked his beard and then looked over as if like, oh, Anakin's not here. Okay, and then he went and killed Grievous.
Okay.
Just like any other Tuesday.
Well, I got a story for you guys.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Prepare for...
So,
also, my bruise from burpees.
I honestly don't care.
Anyway!
So, I was on the car wash yesterday. I've seen it a few times, but it just kind of really clicked with... Shut up.
Sorry.
Kind of really clicked with me this... Shut up. Kind of really clicked with me this last time. Shut up. That there's this driving school. It's called JK Driving School. And it goes by the car wash, and it just clicked with me. It stopped at the stoplight right next to the car wash. And I was like, it would be so funny. If you pay for your lessons and you take your lessons and whatever, and then by the time it's ready for your test, they're like, JK, you didn't learn anything. No, JK driving school. Scam likely.
I bet they get tons of business
on the car.
Yeah, they would. Anyway, what'd you say?
I bet they get tons of business with that slogan.
Scam likely. I put it on my car. We had this guy come through the wash today. He was like a really old guy.
Did you just blow him?
And he had to be like, he looked like he was probably close to 80 years old. Did not know how to use a razor. My gosh. He was like,
is this a guy who wasn't happy about it being?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So our, the price for the car wash is £10 and we had to move it up a pound. Since the lockdown, because, you know, we need to get some revenue back from what we lost in the lockdown, because we weren't open in the lockdown for 3.5-4 months. So, that was 4 months, actually. Yeah, it was over 4 months. Anyway, I know you know this.
But you got to say, the price prior to
lockdown
was £9. Oh, the way you said it made that. It sound like it went up from £10.
No. I just pulled... Okay, yeah, it was £9 for the manned car wash beforehand. And now it's £10. So it went up a pound, a singular pound. Stop. I'm going to rip off your fingers. I'm trying. It's distracting. Okay. So this guy came through. And I go up to the... Shut up. I'm trying to...
Keep talking.
I can't. It's so hard when a guy with ADD is trying to tell a story. You can't do anything.
Why does every episode devolve?
I walked up to this guy's car, and he's like, yeah, yeah. You know, like, you know, thumb. He's like, yeah, yeah. He's retarded, apparently. So I go, I'm pointing down, like, can you roll your window down? And he's like, yes, yeah, yeah. Like I'm saying, do you want to wash? And I'm like, no, please, can you roll your window
down? No, you gotta do the crank. Like, crank the window down.
And he's like,
crank it down.
He'd be like, yeah, whip it.
I mean, if he's that old, he probably still has a car with like a crank window thing. So
honestly, it wasn't like an old car, but it was a pretty rundown car.
Yeah.
It was like a just kind of a nasty silver Volkswagen car.
Well, those would run down as soon as they get out of the factory, so.
True.
They built them like that. Yeah, they built them with rust on.
You need to take out your special, like,
window-breaking hammer for when people don't roll the window down. Just...
They're not paying attention, so you just, like, break the windscreen in. You break the windscreen in, and I'm just standing there ready with the power washer and just spraying into the car. I'm like, no! 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 Soap gets in their eyes. The wax.
That's the worst. You take a shower and get soap in your eye, and it burns for, like, the rest of the day. It's like, why is my eye on fire?
You know how, you know what helps? To me? You know what helps? No.
Just right in there.
Is when you what's the baby shampoo called that's like no tears.
No more tears.
Johnson's baby shampoo.
Johnson's baby shampoo, no tears. Drink a bottle of that before you get in the shower, and then you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
You won't be having any tears later.
No, but honestly,
I've never cried once in my entire life. Drink a bottle of this every day.
It's like instead of baby formula, you just feed your baby.
Johnson, shut up, baby. That's the shampoo.
All about the baby, like baby oil. Yeah.
Baby formula. I don't know this one. Anyway, okay, I got to finish this one. Please. So I walk up to this guy, and he finally rolls down his window after like three times me being like, "No, can you roll down your window?" So. He's like, would you like, I asked him, do you want to order anything from the cafe? And he said, no, just the wash. And I was like, all right, that sounds good. So I let people know up front because 10 pounds is quite a bit for a car wash. So if they don't want to, they can like pull back and like reverse and reverse out, you know, do whatever, leave if they want to. And it was a bug. And so I said, it's 10 pounds for a car wash. And he's like, oh, the prices have gone up. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, now this guy, he looks like a rude guy. His eyes, he just was ugly. He's like almost 80 years old. It's like so freaking
ugly. Were you looking
ugly.
In his mirror?
Ooh. No, I was
Did
not.
Did I check? Was it a reflection off the windscreen?
Shut up! He rolled his windscreen down!
Was he holding a mirror up?
He just had a mirror taped to his face, like, hi.
He's like, hello.
Anyway. It's like that meme that's like the
I got another story to tell after this. So you
okay,
need...
it's we have time.
We still got time.
Don't bring me along. So anyway, yeah. So he's like, oh, the prices have gone up, and I said, yeah, we've had to move them up. Because of the last lockdown. And he was like, oh, that's a good excuse, isn't it? And then he just rolled his window back up. So I'm like,
sure is.
Well, it's
see
it's
when
not...
people when people sorry, really quick. Sorry. When people come on and like complain about the money or the price, the first thing I think of is I don't make the prices, I do the work and I ask for the money. Right? Second thing I think is if you aren't happy with the prices, get out of here! I don't want you here! You think I want to see your face? You're making me do more work! No. You're a loser!
The best part is when they complain but then stay on and give you money. They give you money anyway. Because it's still business. But
I want to punch you in the face!
It's not just because...
I don't care if you're a woman!
You're here first, folks. Connor will punch women at any time. He doesn't care.
I'll break the window with a little hammer and just punch her.
Yeah, it's not just because we had to move the prices up. It's also because we have to pay a living wage to everyone who works there. That's our biggest expense is wages. So, well, one of our biggest expenses is paying a wage. It's a living wage. We're not slavery.
Yeah, there's another car wash down... like on the other side of town, it's called Shiny, and there's like, I think it's Pakistani people,
Romanian.
There's Romanian people
that
come out of the woodworks apparently, and like five people attack the car with sponges and everything. They went to court.
They just start sprinting around for the size of the building with sponges and buckets.
They walk out of the shadows just snapping and...
Yes, they're all snapping.
Yeah.
Even while they're doing the car wash, they're like scrubbing and snapping the whole time.
Well, it turns out that
like a car wash.
They went to... I'm out of here. They went to court recently because all of the people that are working there, the Romanian people, are apparently slaves. They're not getting paid. They're like the person who owns it puts them all in one house. They're getting underfed and everything. So,
yeah, but it was like a pound to go to that wash. £10 for a wash is a fair price for the amount of work that we do.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, nothing. It's a fair price.
I'm saying, well, yeah. Oh. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, well,
shut up, stupid bald head.
So it's a fair price for the amount of work we do and for the service we provide. And it's people just don't understand that it's we're not slaves. We get paid good money. So
what can you do? You know, I think everything it's hard to complain at this point because like everything's gone up in price. Like maybe not the big superstores. I don't really know about them. Because they support themselves, but all these like smaller stores and little side things, they're all their prices have gone up. And it's hard to complain about it when, you know, the whole world went in shutdown for several months, then came out and went back into it. At least some areas did.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of ridiculous.
Kyle's trying to make a coaster.
I did it.
TV.
Hold on.
Anyway, what was your story, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. There was another guy who came to the car wash.
Today?
Yeah. Before your guy. He was in, like, an Audi or something. And he had the bluest eyes, right? But he was, like, Oompa Loompa orange. He had been hitting spray can a little much.
It was Trump.
Well, he came out and I was like, wow. Well, I didn't say anything, but I was like, you are very, very tan. Like in my head, I'm like, you are the most tan person I've seen.
At that point, it's not a tan. It's just, it's like painting your body.
He wasn't vibrant orange, but it was like deeply bronzed.
Did I see this guy?
I don't know. I think he might have come on when you were on your break or like just before you left or came back or something. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
But that's my story.
I don't know, man.
Really, really tan.
Do you have any? The orange skin makes his eye pop. He's just got one eye.
Oh, one eye. Nice.
Dylan, yeah, I'm deciding this right now. Like, I only have one eye. Dylan, do you have any like stories of anyone in particular about like from McDonald's?
No. I had a guy offer me a job one time simply because I'm from Texas. So he heard my accent. He was talking to me at the counter, and he's like, "Do you want a job?" I was like, "Well, I'm working a job, so got that covered." I think it was a moving company or something that him and his friend ran, and they're like, we could use an extra guy. And I was like, no, I'm good. But
yeah, a little bit too much manual labor for me.
I think I'm okay, bro.
So. Hey, that's the kind of, actually, I've said it before. I would love a moving job. Moving house is like one of my favorite things to do, like ever, just because I get to move heavy things into, I just feel like I'm doing something, you know?
So I never mind it. I always enjoyed moving stuff, and I would actually not mind having a moving job, but I'm not actually able to anymore. So,
yeah,
can't do that anymore.
You're a grandma now. Apparently, when you get a kidney transplant, you become a living grandma!
Most grandmas aren't still living. Well, is that fair to say? I don't know.
No, I would say
not. It's like a 50-50, right?
We've still got both. So that's 100% right there, baby.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I still got both of my grandmas. So,
grandmas. How many grandparents do you have?
Four.
So do we, but one of them's dead.
But you just burned yourself. Something like Taylor. Connor's really heartbroken about this. You can tell.
That's there's something wrong with him. We're looking into
it. That was a funny joke. That was a really funny joke.
Wow. I think somebody here needs some mental help.
I'm just going to let you guys know.
Some Mentos help?
What?
I don't know.
I'm just going to let you guys know. The Diet Coke that I opened was not a Diet Coke. It was a Bud Light. Okay. It was a big old can of beer.
Yeah, here it is, Cindy. Drank one of those before the show started and then went for the Diet Coke. But you're having two, really? Come on. It's a little much, man. A little much.
It's 8 in the morning and you're drinking already.
You're not very good at reading time, are you, Kyle?
Actually, I don't.
I'm great at reading time. I don't My clock is broken.
Now, obviously, I've never had a drink like of alcohol.
I've never drank anything in my life.
Sorry, go on. But I don't understand what the. Why do I even talk?
I'm still wondering. We've been trying to get you to stop, but it's not working. Keep it up, Kyle.
Never get the hint, bro.
I'm trying. That was me punching Kyle in the leg. I don't understand why people drink alcohol and like Diet Coke together. Or I think it's like certain alcohol.
Rum.
Is that what it is?
Sometimes, yeah. Most often, yeah.
Okay.
Or like a scotch, maybe. I don't know. I don't drink.
We went to our work party for the...
I don't drink.
Went to our work party for the restaurant. Was it 2019? Christmas. Yeah, it must have been 2019. Yeah. And I was...
Never mind.
We were in what?
We were in lockdown for the Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. No. We had just come out of it, but it wasn't last year. We did not go
that all right, yeah. last year. You're right.
Hey, pay attention, Dylan.
You pay attention.
I'm trying. It's kind of hard, but whatever.
I did a thing.
Oh, my gosh. So, I was sitting across from Emily. She's one of my favorite people to work with. She was, like, 16. Kyle.
Kyle.
It was so good, too.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't.
And you tell me to continue. I can't speak in these conditions. This is so hard for me.
You can ramble on for hours every other time, but when we're on the podcast,
I can't do it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Stage fright, get over it.
Yeah.
Find your stage fright in your brain.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Punch it in the face. Kick it in the nuts. Now stab it.
Now, do you vomit every time you're stabbed? I didn't realize that was a.
You stabbed with a knife. The knife is poison.
Okay, so I don't know what alcoholic drink she had. I don't know. I don't. Well, actually, it wasn't legal. Actually, it was. I don't know. We had this form to fill out that, like, if we didn't come with parental guardians, that, you know, we had to be back home by a certain time. Or out, at least out of the restaurant by a certain time. Because it was, like, a late party. And one of the questions was, are you, like, allowing your kid to have a drink, like, of alcohol? So there was a kid there that was 15 with, like, a pint of beer. I'm not kidding. I don't know if – I mean, that's not a legal age to drink, whether or not your parent says it's okay or not. So, anyway, the girl sitting across from me, I just had a Diet Coke, like a glass of Diet Coke, and she had some kind of alcoholic drink. She was like 16, I think, and she was like, stupid gnat is flying around me. She was like, Connor, is that Coke?
Sorry, my stomach's growling.
Connor's stomach's growling. He's like, shut up.
I was growling and I just kept going. Like, what are you doing? Stop it.
I never heard someone tell their stomach to shut up before.
I'm trying to listen to you, but it's like it keeps making noise.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
So, yeah. She was like, is that Diet Coke? And I was like, yeah. She's like, can I have a drink? I was like, sure. So I just gave her like a sip of Diet Coke. And I was like, you have a drink. Like right there. Like, why are you asking for my Diet Coke? It's my Diet Coke. I want the aspartame. It's my cancer!
We're in a very explosive mood, apparently.
It was. It was apparently a very traumatic experience for you.
Chaotic neutral. Wow. For
you. Mm-hmm. Really attached to that thing.
Yeah. Earlier today, I was also trying to get my stomach to shut up.
Oh, God.
So, this morning, I took it. No, this is going to be...
Oh, no. How many times have you dumped today?
Three.
Questions right about there.
Well, okay, so
we don't need to know the specifics of the consistency. No. Or how, like
it's pretty runny, just gonna be honest.
Soft boiled dump.
No, okay. This morning I took a dump. I told Kyle, like, we were getting ready for work.
Your whole, like, neck and face is just,
I know. We were getting ready for work, and I told Kyle, I actually said before I went in the bathroom, I was like, I'm gonna take a quick 10-minute dump. So I got there, it turns out to be like 15 minutes.
Well, you said 7 minutes.
Oh, that's right. I said seven.
I didn't even count the time, but
actually, I think it was 10 minutes. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long my dump was, okay?
So,
we're a little late to work. No, I'm just kidding. We're not. I'm a little late to get out to the car. And we go to work. The car wash was pretty quiet because of the rain, so I was gonna sign out early. Kyle just got back from his break, and me and Harry, my coworker, were out there the whole time. Actually, whole time Harry and Kyle were both on their breaks. My stomach was churning. My dump this morning was pretty normal,
pretty standard, right? Dump.
But
lost four.
But good. But
2 kilo dump.
Stop.
Sorry.
It.
Oh my god. I was like, no, that's 2 kilos.
That's 5 kilos.
Isn't it?
4 pounds of chicken?
No. That's like 1.5 kilos. It doesn't matter. Ah, shut up. So my stomach is absolutely churning. Like, I could feel the bubbles like moving backwards and forwards, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So we have a back room at our work. It leads to the outside. So, like, there's a door on, like, the outside of the cafe. You go inside. There's, like, the washer and dryer there for the cloths. And then in that room, like, further on, it's, like, a pretty small room. There is, like, a water closet with a toilet and a sink.
The back room.
So I told Kyle, like, I'm going to try and hold this because I do not want to blow up this bathroom. Why am I saying this on the podcast? I don't know.
Good question. I don't know.
We are here started, now. So, did my future wife ever come back to listen to this? She's like, oh my gosh, why did I marry this man?
I am going to play
this
episode.
I don't think she'll have to listen to the podcast to realize that she's made a mistake.
I think that was evident within the first, yes to him marrying,
I don't know,
you.
5 minutes tomorrow. Of being married.
Go okay, to this podcast. Yeah, episode 53. 54. This is episode 54. I'm pretty sure 54. Anyway. Kyle comes back
over a year now.
Kyle, yeah, I know. Yeah,
awesome. Congrats, happy anniversary, guys.
Ben, we still have another year to
happy
go.
Happy anniversary to me!
Yay! So, we.
Sorry.
So Kyle came back from his break, and I am like desperately trying. I'm like, I do not want to. Cause I, you know, if people go, if people go into that back room, that's the bathroom. You know, the bathroom leads into that area with like all the chemical and stuff, and the washer and dryer with the rags and everything.
The bathroom is the room with the chemicals.
You would wish. So I go. Kyle comes back from his break. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm gonna sign out. Cause you know, we were saying if Kyle comes back from his break. And we haven't had any cars on, I will sign out just so we're saving the company some money. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like, I'm going to sign out. I completely forget to sign out, and I just beeline it for that bathroom.
Get paid, take a dump. Nice.
I was kind of eking out some gas while Harry was on his break. So, I went for my break first, then Harry, then Kyle. So, I was eking out some gas. And I was pretty sure that I crapped myself.
3 degrees that day.
You may have seen a couple birds falling out of the sky. It was rough. Kyle was leaning against a wall, like trying to get his balance.
I get back.
Yeah. It's like that guy like with the beef like tripping downstairs.
Yeah.
So I get back there, and I, you know, I'm doing my business. I'm like, like halfway through, like 5 minutes in.
A half hour in.
And I'm like, oh, crap, pun intended. I forgot to sign out. So I'm like, I can't believe I'm getting paid to have explosive diarrhea right now. Like, dude, this is the best day of my life.
That's not even the last of it.
So I, you know, I finish up after it had to be 12 minutes or so, and I stand up and I closed the that bathroom door behind me. Like, there is.
You take a bottle of bleach, just like screw the lid off and throw it in. Shut the door.
And right before I close the door, I light a match and throw it.
Everybody get down!
Why is the toilet on fire? To be honest, you probably didn't even need the bleach to blow up the bathroom. You just light a match and it'll.
No, not to blow up the bathroom, to help with the smell. To blow up that kind of smell? It's like an inferno of just horrible smells.
Okay. Your... I slipped down some spit. Okay.
I'm sitting on your face.
Ew.
Well, on a pillow.
Give me my whatever. Pillow.
Okay.
Pillow.
Thank you. You might want to bleach that.
Definitely.
It's tainted now.
So,
sorry.
Don't say that. Sorry. Did you hear that?
What did he say?
I'm not going to repeat it. No, no.
Yeah. Did he say it was not tainted? Is that what
not
he said?
On the air! Not on the air! Okay!
Oh, I should, yeah.
That's why I was screaming out when I was on the
If he said all tainted, I don't think that's any worse than anything else.
You were crapping so hard and so fast, it was just like an aerosol spray.
You know what? I kind of wish it was. I wish it was that tame.
That's all a fart is, really, is the spray paint of your crap.
Well, depending on the viscosity on of your crap, yes. Let's stop talking about this so I can continue talking about my crap experience.
At what crap become an aerosol?
So I come out of the bathroom and I walk up to Harry and Kyle standing at the other end of the garage, and I was like, do not. And I was being dead serious. I was like, do not open that bathroom door. Okay?
Ever.
Don't open it. And we have to start putting stuff away. And the way that we fit everything in comfortably is we put some stuff in that bathroom in that side room out there. So I take the cloths and I put them back there. So I was thinking, like, tomorrow, like, I put the cloths in the bathroom. I had to open the door and I was like, oh my gosh, wow, this is really bad, isn't it? I put this stuff back there. I was thinking, like, tomorrow, if we start, like, drying down people's cars with those cloths, if we don't, like, rinse them first, people's cars are going to start smelling like crap.
2 days later, it's like, why does my car stink?
This is weird.
I don't know, a new wax or something. I don't know.
Somebody crapped on my car.
I mean, this bird dung really stinks.
they're like smelling around trying to find the turd.
Yeah,
there is no turd.
Their neighbors are watching him out the window, like, "What is he doing with his car?"
Wait a minute.
So I get back. Well, yeah. So I genuinely thought I was. So since stuff was put in there already, there's another bathroom in the cafe, but I'm not blowing up that bathroom. Like, there's no way I'm going in there because obviously there's food there, so.
We don't want to contaminate everything.
Yeah. So I'm like, there is no way I am.
Poison all the guests.
Everyone who went to the car wash.
You just bite into a donut.
The FBI shows up, quarantines it off. You know, they're putting tape up over the doors and windows. Like, nobody gets out.
They shut off the plumbing pipes and they have to remove the dump from the plumbing pipes. And
okay,
like
it wasn't that bad. Solid.
Alright.
Your dump is an SPP. Yeah. So finish this up, please. Before we go, it's like 15 minutes until 4 p.m. No. It was like 10 minutes until quarter till 4. So because Kyle started closing down at 15 minutes because they didn't have anyone before. Yeah, whatever. And then I'm like, oh, crap. Pun intended. I start to feel the churning again. At, like, after so it was like an hour and a half, okay? And I'm like, actually less than an hour and a half. It was like an hour and 15 minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is worse than before. So I'm, like I said, I'm not dumping in that cafe bathroom. There's no way. So I'm like squeezing and clenching and walking around.
Sweating.
I was genuinely like.
No, he took his like not his shirt off, but he took his uniform off. He was in his t-shirt. Like,
I was inside and I was cold. I was outside and I was like overly warm. My body didn't know what to do.
It was like he had a fever.
There was like poison inside of me that needed to get out.
It's so like, we need to evacuate. Open the doors.
Warning.
Yeah, that's what's going on in your mouth.
So, evacuate!
Get the emergency dump!
The button, they push the button. I'm like, no!
Evacuate all bowels.
Yes, my hands. So, I sit down in the car. I'm like, Kyle, you need a gun at home. So, we gun at home, and I go upstairs to my parents' bathroom since they're not here. I blow that bad boy up.
They're not gonna be back for like 2 more weeks, and they're gonna have a present when they get back.
That's the second time you've been in their bathroom.
Though. Here's the catch. I didn't make it to the toilet in time, so I just dumped all over the carpeted floor in their bathroom.
Well, it's like a dog just walking through the house.
There's a solution to this where you don't get in trouble for that. We buy a puppy and tell it was them.
Man, this puppy has
dog has such bad diarrhea. He's eating it.
That is a lot of diarrhea for a puppy.
Why did you not clean this up?
It's not all the puppy. Most of it, yeah. You have to take responsibility for some of it, though. Not all of it. Like, this is not a corgi turd. This is a
we didn't want the dog to feel bad, so we got Connor to crap on the floor as well. So he didn't feel out of place, right?
Well, Connor did it, and then the dog copied him, so, you know.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's how you teach a dog. Like, if you want a dog to use one of those indoor litter boxes, that's how you have to teach him. You have to crap in a litter box, and then, like, okay, yeah, that's how you do it. That works with cats, too.
Nice.
You just whiz all over
the litter box,
and you're like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
The human litter box.
Human litter box. That's it.
This is a running thing with me and Dylan that there's eventually just going to be – I'm going to invent this, all right, where I'm going to build my home without a bathroom. And you know how, like, there's just – with people with cats, there's just, like, normally litter boxes, like, either in the hallway or in a certain room. I'm going to put a human litter box in the hallway of my house, and if I ever have to just go, you know, just take a dump in the human litter box. It's just as big as a cat litter box.
There's a little roll of toilet paper on the side. There's a little
No, let it dry.
And then you shovel seed.
No.
For it. So many issues with that. I caught it, yeah. I just didn't say anything.
So,
two.
Three. So I have spent at least 30 minutes on the toilet today.
I spent an hour after we're done.
Progressively
on this call.
I was just gonna say, three times, probably not enough. I'm probably gonna go back.
We have a joke. Me, Connor, and Kyle are in a Discord call, like, you know, almost every day, at least every other day. And every single time we're in a Discord call, Connor has to go
take
an hour.
Like, no!
Wait,
great.
Definitely less solid throughout the day.
Yes, this morning's was like it wasn't like a brick, but it was
a wet brick.
It was definitely more solid than the two afterwards. I don't know if you could get any less solid than the one I had at work.
Well, except for the one you did up here. Was that solid?
Well, it was a little bit more solid.
Okay.
So what you gotta do is just eat loads of rice.
It's the consistency of a chunky salsa.
Okay. I'm never eating chunky salsa again.
Don't mind. I just have to like everything again. Connor. Well, never, yeah, no, never mind.
It's like that Dr. Pimple Popper where she like refers to everything as like cheese or like food of some kind. Like whenever she like squeezes a zit or a cyst or something, she's like, oh, cheese!
Trying to remember. Please, no. I don't remember that.
Good. Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah, I don't remember that. Like, I very vaguely remember the name.
But... I haven't seen any of her stuff.
It's
but
just
I know,
like,
I know what like... it is, and it's disgusting to me. I haven't even seen it. It's gross.
Fine. You know what? Don't be cultured.
It's not culture.
I'm pretty sure that is not culture.
You want something satisfying to watch? Watch chiropractor videos. People cracking their back and necks and things.
I just
want to
say, okay.
That's satisfying.
If you, nice. If you ever want to practice having no shame, such as I have no shame, tell a story of one of your dumps, the most violent dump you can think of on the podcast.
Nice. I'll make sure to do that.
Yeah,
because you got shame, bro, that you need to get out of here. You know what? It's fun.
Only one good way to get rid of shame, and that is to take an absolutely massive dump.
I'll do it now.
All the shame.
Hey, guys, we're recording this. Sorry, it's going to be a little bit echoey. We're in my bathroom. There we go. Episode started.
Yeah, if we're on this Discord call, that like that's how we're recording the podcast. I'll just be like muted myself. So okay, just really quick before we finish up here, where Kyle's room is like kind of across the landing upstairs from where the bathroom is. Like Dylan said, every now and again I'll go to the bathroom. No, it's not every time.
It's not every other time.
I didn't do it last night.
Sure, you didn't.
Yeah, and you're paying for it today. You did 3 dumps today.
That's true, yeah. I'm paying big time.
Should have just gotten it out, you know?
The universe is like, this man must dump when he is on Discord.
So,
the system.
What was it saying? Oh, yeah.
Flushing the pipes, as it were.
So I will, I'll be in the bathroom. Like, obviously, I'll be muted. I'm not that kind of animal.
Most of the time.
And then I'll,
unmute it and scream. But it doesn't come through on Discord because it cuts out all of the background noise.
It genuinely makes me laugh out loud every time he does it.
It never comes through on my Discord, but I can hear you from across the hall.
Well, yeah.
That's what makes it funnier is I can't hear him through my Discord. I hear him through yours.
Well, no, it's because I don't unmute myself. I just scream so loud in the bathroom so that it can go through Kyle's mic. It sounds like this. Hang on. Listen. Wait.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten a call from the police being like, what's this noise?
Yeah, we're still surprised that they haven't both been arrested for something or other. Other parents are calling.
This has been a really fun conversation, guys.
It's been a conversation.
It's been kind of a mental challenge to want to stay involved, but you guys...
Our friendship has been stressed in the crucibles of dump talk, and we have emerged victorious and stronger for it.
Exactly. We are all holding hands
together.
I'm in the middle holding both of your hands.
He's just holding his own hands. Up, like...
And as I lift them up, I say, I forgot to wash my hands.
I vomit immediately.
All right. We're going to end this here. So
I have already passed out.
Kyle just like falls backwards. Joe just vomits. I'm like, yes.
Yes. I cut my arm off. Pull out my trusty machete. Chop it off at the wrist.
That germs are
full
already.
Arm.
At the shoulder.
It's all good.
Get out of here. All right. Yeah, we're gonna cut this off here.
Clenching it off.
Kyle just what? What'd you say?
Clenching it off.
And Kyle said pinch it.
Pinch it. Same difference.
Yeah.
Let's end it. Stop.
Yeah.
And then, let's wipe this away. When is this gonna end?
I've been here for ages. That's what I was saying on the toilet.
There's no pun for it, just bidet.
Sounds like good day.
Oh man. What should I title this? We talk a lot about
Connor's duck.
I don't know.
I'm not naming it that.
Okay. Magnificent dump?
Maybe that one.
Dump times three. Three times the dump. Dump the third.
Yes, it's dump the third.
That's amazing. Nobody's gonna know what it means until they've listened to the end of this episode. If you made it this far, sorry. And good job.
Why do you always apologize? I'm not sorry for anything. There's a reason that I share everything on this.
Sometimes it's because I have the secrets. Genuinely sorry about what we've talked about.
I have the secrets about myself.
Okay, so what's your social security number and bank account number?
My social security number and the bank account number.
I perfectly enunciated bank account number.
Bank account number was pretty perfectly enunciated.
Yeah.
Social security number.
I stuttered. Social security number.
Stalin.
Shut up.
Stalin security number. What? Okay,
we'll be back next
Who
week.
Who said nah?
Nice episode of the Trash Bros. I hope you guys will enjoy.
We love you guys.
Okay. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.